This is Michael Johnson, and we're here in another of our series of podcasts with Verizon. Today we're going to be talking about how Verizon enables on-the-go workers with new mobility offerings. I have on the line today Mike Marcellin, who's the Vice President of Product Marketing for Verizon. Mike, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Mike, what are you announcing today at Verizon?
Today we're actually announcing a number of fixed mobile convergence offerings that really extend the capabilities that we already have in the market around mobility solutions for our enterprise customers.
So, Mike, what is driving this trend towards mobility in your view?
Well, there are a number of technology and workforce trends that are really leading to strong convergence of fixed mobile solutions. Obviously, the workforce itself is increasingly mobile, and you know, because we have significant penetration of consumers that are utilizing mobile phones, that's obviously bleeding over into business. And so from a simplicity standpoint and usability standpoint, that's a natural extension into the business world. We're certainly seeing clients that are expecting the applications that they're running on their network to be both available via mobile devices and to work in a seamless fashion with mobile solutions. And another area, too, is that there's obviously been a big proliferation of IP and broadband capabilities over the past few years. And, you know, it probably has enabled all of this without the ability to connect it at high speeds, whether it's wireless broadband for someone truly out and about or just someone who's traveling and able to plug in at a hotel or at a Wi-Fi hotspot and gain broadband access. You know, that's really enabled the mobile user to be extremely productive. There's certainly a lot of technology trends as well that we're seeing, you know, from an equipment and overall standards perspective that is helping to facilitate this movement towards mobility. And one interesting point is that we're often seeing that the adoption curve is really sometimes stronger in foreign markets than it is in the U.S., and that positions Verizon uniquely because, you know, we're obviously a global provider with very many multinational customers, and so we can actually spot some of those trends and spot some of the demands of those customers and then bring them to other markets where maybe the adoption curve hasn't hit quite yet. So there's a whole lot going on in the industry, and you know, part of it's being driven by technology, and part of it is technology responding to the demands of the mobile workforce.
So we've been talking about fixed mobile convergence, but before we go on, can we define what that means?
Sure. I think it's a term that's used by many and probably a variety of definitions, but at Verizon, we look at fixed mobile convergence in a fairly broad way, and part of that may be because we have such a broad mobility portfolio that touches on so many different elements. It's not just about wireless voice and data, although that's a big part of it. It's also about, you know, messaging applications and collaboration services and being able to provide, you know, access anywhere, anytime. So, you know, when we talk about fixed mobile convergence, it is utilizing both fixed and mobile assets to be able to give you ubiquitous connectivity to the services and capabilities that you expect. And that those could be voice services, those could be data or IP services. And what we really see from a fixed mobile convergence perspective is that it's an evolutionary process. It acknowledges the fact that many enterprises have made significant investments in infrastructure, and that infrastructure is often built around fixed services. And so they don't necessarily want to abandon that infrastructure, but they want to extend it. They want to bring it to mobile users as well. And so it needs to be evolutionary, but that evolution needs to be reasonably transparent. We need to be able to move to that environment so that you're not giving up a lot or it's not an overhaul of your infrastructure. And then once you get there, once you're in your kind of final state where you've got both fixed and mobile working together, that needs to be transparent as well. It needs to allow you to toggle between a mobile world and a fixed world and be able to access the same capabilities, not give up any features, and with a consistent user experience so that you're comfortable using both and often don't even know which you'll need to be using.
So can you talk a little bit about your new FMC, we'll call it, fixed mobile convergence offerings, and how they fit into Verizon's overall mobility portfolio?
Yes, we have three new offerings available today. I'll talk about them just real briefly, and then we'll go into some detail on them. Our PBX mobile extension is really just a capability that allows someone who has invested in that infrastructure of purchasing PBXs at their sites to extend that capability to wireless users. We have a companion offering called Wireless Office that actually does a similar thing, and then it delivers PBX-like calling features, but it's not reliant on existing infrastructure. In fact, it's intelligence that's housed in our Verizon wireless network that allows someone to take advantage of those capabilities purely via wireless phones so that they can do things like abbreviated dialing or, you know, on-the-fly conferencing closed user groups to bring people into their call via a wireless phone exclusively. And then the last one is our mobile conference connection, which really extends the capability of our conferencing service, again, making that much easier for a wireless user to take advantage of.
Well, these sound like great offerings, certainly ones that I know we could use around this office as well. When are they going to be available?
So our wireless office solution is available immediately, and our PBX mobile extension and mobile conference connection are available next month. So all right around the corner. So we're beginning to work with our enterprise customers to introduce these to them, and so far have received very strong reception.
Okay. I know that Verizon is very committed to this space. Can you talk about Verizon's strategy in the mobility area right now?
Absolutely. I mean, mobility is extremely fast-moving and, an area that, we're seeing a lot of evolution in the marketplace. You know, workforce is becoming increasingly mobile. People are using mobile phones instead of fixed-line solutions. And certainly, Verizon is helping to lead that charge. The three announcements that we're making today are just part of our broader mobility strategy that really is focused on ensuring we have the maximum reach, the maximum service flexibility, and then really housing a lot of intelligence within our network that we can then extend out to users however they may access our network. So if they're sitting in their office, that's fine. But if they're on the go or at another location or a teleworker at home, still can gain access to those applications, those features and services, again, without giving back capability so that they can really transfer between a wireline and a wireless or a fixed and a mobile world seamlessly.
Okay. Can you talk about how a customer might use the mobility services?
Sure. I mean, it really is extremely broad. Maybe I can give you a couple examples.
Okay.
We have very many, many customers on our flagship service, Private IP, and that's the wide area networking platform that our customers are using to connect all of their offices. And so, we have, many, many customers that are in the U.S. and globally, and most of them have some degree of mobile users, people that may be either traveling, salespeople that need to get back into the corporate resources that are on the wide area network, to people that are sitting in, maybe satellite offices. But, all these people are remote and mobile users, and they need to securely be able to access the applications on their network. Could be email, could be, their time and expense reporting, it could be their ERP applications, it could be any number of corporate assets that they need to get back access to. And we have a capability with our Secure Gateway mobile user solution that allows them to, via, virtually any type of access, again, hotel, airport, home, separate office, Wi-Fi hotspot, what have you, gain secure encrypted access back into the corporate wide area network. So that's one solution that we have. It's a network-based solution that really opens up our wide area networking platform to mobile users. And, we talked about a number of our new announcements today that also really give those, mobile users access into, calling features or applications that, traditionally were reserved to, sitting at your desk, being in a fixed location. Now, we're certainly helping to lead the charge of the growing trend of mobile and flexible usage.
Well, it sounds like this really broad range of products and services would be perfect for multinational companies. Can you talk a little bit about working in that space?
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right. I mean, we work with a tremendous number of multinational corporations, and we kind of build our not just our networks, but flexible array of access options to those networks, to be consistent and available globally. And so, the application that I mentioned about mobile users being able to access into the private IP service, I mean, that's, available in over 100 countries today. We have, voice over IP capabilities that really redefine the notion of presence. Now you are no longer tethered to a specific phone number or a specific phone line, but with voice over IP, you can dial into and gain access to all of your calling features and use that service and plug your IP phone in anywhere, or even plug your soft client from your PC in anywhere to make a phone call. So those types of capabilities are global as well. Our conferencing service that I mentioned is also a global offering. And then we house many messaging applications from hosting a Microsoft Exchange or secure instant message capability, hosting those in one of our couple hundred data centers across the globe. So, a variety of solutions that we can bring to bear to give, again, flexible access for the mobile employee or mobile user, wherever they may be, across the world.
Well, what's coming up for Verizon in this space? Because just by the sounds of it, it's really, you know, it sounds like it's going to be something very dynamic and very engaging for a lot of folks that are looking for these kinds of solutions.
Sure. I mean, there's a whole, obviously a whole lot of activity in this environment, and you know, we're hoping to lead that charge. I think, you know, what you'll see from us is continued evolution of a unified customer experience, from allowing customers to go to a single web portal to access all of their command and control and self-service capabilities, whether they're trying to do so for wireless or wireline activities, and that's through our Verizon Business Customer Center. You'll see the ability to deliver some of our enhanced network-based reporting and performance monitoring tools that you can access today via a PC, but being able to access those via a wireless device, so you no longer are tethered to your desk if you're a network manager and you need to wait for proactive notification of network trouble or pull performance reports on your network. You can actually, we'll be able to get those via a mobile device. You'll certainly see continued evolution of our work with our equipment vendor partners as they evolve their solutions to focus on things like unified communications and other mobility-type applications. So we work very closely with them, not just to be able to offer their capabilities and manage those devices for our customers, but also to be able to develop very robust packaging with them so that customers that want to take advantage, let's say, of unified communications will be able to have a comprehensive end-to-end capability from the equipment to the service to the features and capabilities, you know, all from Verizon. And I guess the last area I'd say is continued focus, around this concept of anywhere connectivity, any device, any time, to ensure we've got ubiquitous access to our networks globally. And we've got a number of satellite solutions that we'll be augmenting throughout the course of this year. We offer internet satellite service here in the U.S., but we're extending that to Europe and Asia, and then also launching a mobile satellite solution as well. So that'll give even that much more flexibility. You know, an application like a first responder, who needs to get someplace very quickly and then needs connectivity back to manage a situation, maybe a natural disaster. And so they need mobile connectivity, and that is a tremendous way to deliver that to them. So a number of activities on this front, touching both services and products, and then certainly playing on our network and then the various devices that our equipment partners are developing.
Well, we've covered a lot of material today, Mike. Is there a website where folks can go to find out more information?
Sure. They can go to verizonbusiness.com and take a look at all of our mobility solutions out there.
Okay. Mike Marcellin is the Vice President of Product Marketing for Verizon. It's been great having you on the podcast today, Michael. Fascinating stuff, and we look forward to further discussions.